Today, two new reports about opioids. In a moment, we'll hear about the first long-term study looking at how effective opioids are at treating common kinds of chronic pain. First, news about opioid overdoses. The number of Americans who are overdosing on fentanyl, heroin, and other opioids shows no sign of slowing down. In fact, according to the latest data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, it's getting worse. NPR health correspondent Rob Stein has the details.
Americans have been struggling with the opioid epidemic for years now, so you'd think things might be finally starting to get better. It's not. In fact, it's never been worse.
The news overall is bad.
That's Anne Shugit, the CDC's acting director.
The fast-moving opioid overdose epidemic continues and is accelerating. It's getting worse.
Emergency rooms around the country are reporting that overdoses jumped sharply between 2016 and 2017. They're up an eye-popping 30%.
We have an emergency on our hands. This emergency room data is a real wake-up call for the nation.
The jump in opioid overdoses is hitting coast to coast, from Delaware to California.
We saw, sadly, that in every region, in every age group of adults, in both men and women, overdoses from opioids are increasing.
But some parts of the country are being hit harder than others.
The Midwestern region was most hard hit, with an increase of 70%.
That's right. She said overdoses spiked 70% in Midwestern states like Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. In Wisconsin, overdoses are up 109%. Shugit blames the increase on newer, more potent opioids like fentanyl flooding into some parts of the country faster than others.
We think that the number of people addicted to opioids is relatively stable, but the substances are more dangerous than, 5 years ago. The margin of error for taking one of these substances is small now, and people may not know what they have.
Other experts say the latest data are alarming. Andrew Kolodny is an addiction policy expert at Brandeis University.
It is concerning that 15, 20 years into this epidemic, it is still getting worse. Overall, as a nation, we are still failing to adequately respond to the opioid addiction epidemic.
That's despite the epidemic getting lots of attention from the highest levels of government. President Trump recently declared the epidemic a national emergency. And just last week, he held a high-profile summit on the epidemic at the White House.
And yet nothing has happened. It's kind of like pointing to a burning building and saying, oh, there's a fire there, there's an emergency, and then not calling the fire department and watching it burn down.
Kolodny says the nation needs billions of dollars to provide treatment for the millions of Americans struggling with their addiction. Others say one key could be training emergency room doctors and nurses to make sure addicts get help to break their addiction. Jessica Holsey-Nickel heads the Addiction Policy Forum.
We can use this near-death experience, use it as a moment to change that person's life.
Too often, she says, addicts are simply revived and sent home, only to overdose again. Rob Stein, NPR News.